Hey there, welcome along. I hope you're well. It is Damien back here with the 95 Google Daily, this time for July 9th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Following last month's launch of the public preview, Google today is rolling out Android 11 Beta 2. This release moves us closer to the consumer launch later this quarter by introducing final system behaviours and platform stability for app developers. With Beta 2, developers are encouraged to start final compatibility testing for apps, SDKs, and libraries. Google this year introduced the concept of platform stability, where all app-facing surfaces and behaviours are now final. With no further changes impacting apps, developers can now use this milestone instead of the final Q3 release to get several more weeks' work in before Android 11 starts arriving on consumer devices. Apps targeting Android 11 have to be aware of scoped storage, more limited background location access, package visibility, compressed resource files, APK signature scheme v2, and heap pointer tagging. The Android engineering team is hosting a Reddit AMA today about app compatibility. The new OS will launch sometime in Q3 with the final release to the Android open source project. Android 11 Beta 2 system images are available for the Pixel 2, 2 XL, Pixel 3, 3 XL, 3A, 3A XL, Pixel 4 and 4 XL, as well as the Android emulator today. Google's cross-platform Flutter SDK has grown significantly since it was first launched for Android and iOS apps, getting support for the web, Mac and Windows. Today, Google has announced that they're partnering with Canonical, the publishers of Ubuntu, to bring Linux desktop app support to Flutter. Since its very outset, Google's Flutter SDK has aimed to make truly cross-platform apps possible from a single shared code base, with desktop platforms like Mac, Windows, and Linux having always been on the roadmap. Flutter began making good on that promise of desktop late last year with the preview release of macOS app support. Not long after, Google opened the door to collaborating with Microsoft to make Flutter apps for Windows 10, Windows 10X, and even Xbox a possibility. Instead, today a different collaboration has come to fruition. Google has partnered with Canonical, best known for Ubuntu, the most popular flavor of desktop Linux worldwide, to give Flutter developers the ability to create Linux apps. Flutter's Linux apps support is available today for alpha testing and is able to craft snap packages from their apps, compatible with most Linux distributions, including Ubuntu. From there, developers will be able to publish their Flutter apps snap onto Canonical's own Snap Store, one of the closest things Linux has to an Android Play Store. Canonical's Ken Van Deen has shared the company's enthusiasm for both this collaboration with Google and for future of Flutter apps on Linux computers, explaining that Canonical wants to be at the vanguard of Flutter development. With direct input and assistance from Canonical on the finer details of Ubuntu and Linux in general, Flutter's Linux app support could one day become one of the premier ways of creating apps for Linux desktops and laptops. Last month, we exclusively reported that Google had a sequel incoming to its original Google Home speaker, this time with Nest branding in tow. Today, though, a regulatory authority in Japan has leaked this new Nest speaker, revealing its brand new design. Overnight, an FCC listing landed, which revealed a model number GXCA6. At the time, we weren't sure if this would be the Prince speaker or the Sabrina Android TV dongle. But Android TV Rumor was able to locate a handful of images that show off the product in question with that same model number, confirming it is indeed the upcoming Nest speaker. Prince, Google's next smart home speaker, is a notable upgrade from the original Google Home, according to our sources. It apparently has larger drivers, which would result in better audio from the original home speaker. That speaker was alright, but nothing especially impressive. Given audio upgrades in the Nest Mini over the Home Mini, it should be impressive to see just how Google's upgrades here actually sound. That said, it's unclear what this product will actually be branded as, so for now we'll just call it the Nest speaker. Whenever this product does arrive, it will replace the original Google Home. With that in mind, it makes some changes that better align with the rest of the product portfolio. That includes a new all-fabric design, a rubber bottom base, and a physical mute switch instead of a button. There's also a new plug design. Where the original Home had a slick hidden port, this new Nest-branded speaker has a traditional plug that juts out the back, which is a shame. Pricing isn't yet known, but presumably it will be close to what the original Home was priced at. And finally, the Xiaomi Mi TV Stick has been leaking for weeks now, but the company hasn't given it an official announcement. But it seems that it might be coming up pretty quickly, as retail listings on Xiaomi's own website have confirmed the Mi Stick's price point. Several retail listings have already hit the web regarding the Mi TV Stick, but only one of them has had a price point we can put any faith in. After all, they were often higher than the Mi Box S. This product is genuinely succeeding. Now though, the Mi TV Stick has leaked on one of Xiaomi's own websites, and specifically on the company's online store in Portugal. There, the company lists the products as coming soon, and offers up a couple of images of the product and confirms some details of the hardware too. There's mention of Android TV Pi, Netflix and Prime Video support, and Dolby Plus DTS 2. Notably, this is the 1080p model, which in the listing is confirmed to have 1GB of RAM and 8GB of storage, and it'll use micro USB for power and utilize a quad-core CPU. So for the 1080p version of the Mi TV Stick, what does Xiaomi charge? €39.99. Directly converted to Freedom Bucks, that would be around about $45, but it's not quite that simple. A quick peek in the Google store in Portugal shows that the company's latest generation Chromecast, also limited to 1080p, sells for €39 too. With that in mind, we'd wager that Xiaomi is targeting the Chromecast price point for the Mi TV Stick's Full HD model, meaning it could arrive in the US for around about $35. That's just speculation at this point though. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play. Google Podcasts are via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.